I Hate the News is the weekly news bulletin from I Hate Politics podcast, a show about a human activity we love to hate. I am Sunil Dasgupta. The week of August 20th, 2024, Maryland's local and state leaders gathered in the beach town of Ocean City for the Maryland Association of Counties annual summer conference. Seminars, exhibitions, and parties all thrown together. I went there and came back with COVID. I am now on my third dose of Paxlovid, but still not fully functional. This makes for a short episode. I'll do a more comprehensive roundup of the Mako conference and look closely at Governor Moore's closing speech on state finances in a later episode. In other news this week, how realtors get commissions, that has changed.
I Hate Politics is brought to you by UMBC's Political Science Program. If your goal is to make a meaningful impact with a career in local, state, or federal government, discover what this degree can do for you. Learn more at shadygrove.umbc.edu.
I Hate Politics is a podcast about our neighborhoods, workplaces, schools and streets, and our local governments as they function in diverse and democratic societies. This means our politics are messy, dirty, sometimes corrupt, with often self-serving politicians. But no matter how much we may hate politics, we are never exempt from it, even when we refuse to participate. In fact, the purpose of politics is to keep society functioning precisely when we don't agree with each other, like now. Music for this episode comes from the Silver Spring Power Pop Band, The Airport 77s, Andy Sullivan on vocals and guitar, Chuck Dolan on bass, and John Kelly on drums. The songs come from their album, We Realize You Have a Choice.
Nothing's gonna change. One of them's telling the truth. How are those kids supposed to guess that this would be their last caress? They be thinking about that moment till their very last breath, singing those parked cars.
After a busy and illuminating week at the Maryland Association of Counties Conference in Ocean City, Maryland, I came home with a crummy souvenir, COVID-19. I was able to avoid it for this long, thanks to excellent local resources over the years, most of which are now no longer available. Free masks and rapid tests at local libraries, and free vaccinations and testing at local community centers. And I was lax. I did not get a booster shot before I left, and I didn't think to mask. In previous years, I'd routinely check my booster shot status prior to going to large gatherings. But this summer, I thought I'd wait for the new updated 2024-2025 booster shot, which only becomes available September 1st in local pharmacies. The CDC recommends this updated vaccine, which is formulated to address new recent strains of the virus. At Mako, I learned about the end of another pandemic-era prevention strategy, wastewater testing, which revealed COVID-19 spikes in local population before we begin hearing anecdotally from friends and colleagues about who had tested positive. The state of Maryland had ended the grant program that supported wastewater testing for COVID at the end of the last fiscal year. Montgomery County's 5 wastewater testing sites are not collecting samples anymore. The county's testing agreement with the University of Maryland remains in place for another year, but work has ceased. There may be a new grant coming, but given the doom and gloom in state budgeting, this is not clear. Meanwhile, the nation is going through its worst summer COVID wave in 2 years. Real estate is the localest of local things, and in that world, things change this week. Greater Capital Area Association of Realtors President-elect Samantha D'Amato explains.
Prior to yesterday, it used to be that when you search properties as an agent through the MLS to try to show them to see what your client might be interested in, you would actually see as part of the listing what the seller was offering out as a buyer compensation fee. You know, saying they basically say, we're putting this house on the market, and if you bring a buyer to us, we are going to actually pay a brokerage fee to your brokerage of 2.5% if you represent that buyer. So we got that directly from the multiple listing service. It's not allowed to be there anymore. Remember, that is just what the seller is offering towards the buyer broker compensation. The buyer themselves have an individual agreement with their own broker that says, we are hiring you for your services and we are going to pay you three apples. Part of the information you should provide your buyer as a buyer's agent, saying, you know, I know you love this house. We have our agreement that is set, that is done. I'm going to show you all these properties. But part of looking at the property as a whole is to know, what is the seller now offering that buyer, a broker? So that the seller buyer doesn't have to bring more cash to the table. It's built into that kind of purchase price at that point in time. So now you'll have a buyer go and say, oh, well, it looks like they're only doing 2.5 apples. I might have to bring half an apple at closing. Because remember, that agreement is for three apples, right? So that is what the buyer still owes their client. They're just, the seller's going to have pay 2.5. At the same time, what the seller is offering, that's a starting point. I think you're going to see a lot more negotiating and a lot more outside the box thinking on how these fees are going to get paid amongst parties. There's always going to be that negotiating, as there always has been, between the listing agent and the seller for what that value is, for what the listing brokerage is providing to the seller. And that value gets set. And then what the buyer agent is going to be negotiating with the buyer, what that buyer brokerage fee will be. Okay? Because again, it is about, you're hiring, and that is about hiring somebody for their services, those first conversations. The second conversation is about the entire package of buying the home. And the nice thing is that these things are set aside at the beginning. The negotiations are just about the home now. Right? And the entire package. It's not about, oh, well, my agent's only going to get 3%, or sorry, three apples at this point. And I said I'd give them 3.5 and a watermelon. I want a watermelon.
That's Samantha D'Amato of the Greater Capital Area Association of Realtors, known commonly as GCAR. On the renting side, following new laws passed by the Maryland General Assembly in 2024, there will be an addendum to the standard rental agreement that provides information on renter protections. That ends the shortest I Hate Politics episode. I'm signing off to recuperate. I'll be back with more as soon as I can. In the meantime, may you stay happy, healthy, and connected to your local communities. Be sure to check out our feature interview series that comes out Friday mornings. I Hate Politics is produced by me, Sunil Dasgupta, and assistant producer, Adama Gay, with support from the University of Maryland, Baltimore County. I direct UMBC's political science program at the universities at Shady Grove in Montgomery County, where, among other things, we explore and learn about politics, government, and society close to home. Music for this episode comes from the Silver Spring Power Pop Band, the Airport 77s, Andy Sullivan on vocals and guitar, Chuck Dolan on bass, and John Kelly on drums. The songs come from their album, We Realize You Have a Choice. There's one